This is Ahmed Maqbool, AATMAD, MAQB, Elite Info Dakar. My elder date of service is January 22nd, 2013. Primary care physician. Primary care physicians, Muhammad King, MOHAMMAD King, KANG, MD, University Health Center, 4201 St. Antonio's Suite 5B, Detroit, Michigan, 48201. Phone numbers 313-745-1742. Fax numbers 313-745-8165. Next patient name is Gloria White. Gloria, that's G-L-O-R-I-A, White, W-H-I-T-E. Date of birth is 09-24-1942. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for a visit is follow-up. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. White in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she is a very pleasant 70-year-old African-American female with a past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG type 3 in 2004. She is also known in case of a peripheral artery disease, status post-peripheral angiography that was done on November 30, 2012, with 6-4 revascularization of the right SFA and palpebral, and also showed 100% occlusion of the left SFA. She is in our cardiology clinic today for a follow-up visit. Next paragraph. In today's visit, a patient, she states that she's doing relatively well, enjoying her regular life state, but she had the following complaints. A, she complained of shortness of breath and cough. Also, she complained of right lower extremity pain that is life-limiting, and also in addition to pain, claudication, numbness and killing in the same lower extremity, with additional with muscle cramps. She denies any headache, visual changes, or any chest pain in today's visit. Patient also add to the lower extremity pain that she also have edema in the lower extremity without any change in color. And that she denies any varices, she denies any palpitation or dizziness or presynecopal or synecopal attacks. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Number 1, hypertension. Number 2, hyperlipidemia. Number 3, COPD. Number 4, coronary artery disease status post CABG time 3. Number 5, peripheral artery disease with 100% occlusion of both SFA status post revascularization of the right SFA and palpebral. Next paragraph, past surgical history. Number 1, history of CABG time 3 in 2004. Number 2, history of hernia and removal and repair. Number 3, history of hysterectomy. Next paragraph, social history. The patient admits to smoking 3 to 4 cigarettes per day. She's a chronic smoker. She denies any illicit drug abuse, and also she admits to drinking alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history, positive for hypertension in both parents. Next paragraph, allergies, patient allergic to citracyclide. Next paragraph, current medication. Please copy the list from December 18, 2012, page number 2, number 1 through number 11. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's visit, patient admit that she did not take her medication this morning and she have the following vitals. Blood pressure on the right is 182 over 98, on the left is 211 over 12. Pulse is 83 on the right and 85 on the left. Weight is 110.8 pounds. Height is 5 feet and 3 inches. BMI is 19.6. Please copy normal template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigation. Peripheral angiography was done in November 30, 2012. Showed the following. Number 1, the right common femoral artery is 50-60% stenosis. Number 2, left common femoral artery is 50% stenosis. Number 3, the right SFA is 99% stenosis. Number 4, is left SFA is at 100% stenosis. Final impression. Number 1, severe bilateral SFA disease with palpebral artery disease. Number 2, PTA of the right palpebral artery and SFA with a 3.0 by 200 millimeter balloon. Number 3, CSI, atherectomy of the right SFA and common femoral artery with a 2.0 BUR. Number 4, PTA of the SFA and the common femoral artery with a 5.0 by 200 millimeter balloon. Next paragraph. Lab chemistry, done on December 4th. 2012, the assured sodium 138, potassium is 5.8, chloride is 101, carbon dioxide is 30, anion gap is 6, glucose is 105, BUN is 16, creatinine is 1.1, calcium is 9.3, magnesium is 1.9, total cholesterol is 207, triglyceride 82, HDL 74, LDL is 111, WBC is 3.2, hemoglobin is 12, and platelets 264. Xperia myocardial perfusion stress test was done on November 12, 2012. Showed a moderate to large size, equivocally abnormal and specific fixed defect involved proximal to distal inferior and inferior lateral segment with mild to moderate reversibility involving the inferior lateral segment consists with an infarction of the pre-infarction ischemia and the tertiary typical proximal distal LCX and or RCA, calculated left ventricular ejection fraction to be 32%. Next paragraph. Assessment plan. Number one, carotid artery disease. The patient is also known a case of coronary artery disease. Status post CABG time 3 in 2004. Most recent stress test shows moderate to large size, equivocally abnormal, and specific fixed defect involving the proximal to distal inferior and inferior lateral segment with mild to moderate irreversibility involving the inferior lateral segment consists with infarction with the pre-infarction ischemia in the territory of the distal LCX and or RCA. The patient is chest pain free but complain of shortness of breath upon exertion. On today's visit, we recommended to perform an echo of the heart to assess the availability of the cardiac muscle. In the meanwhile, she's continued to the same medication regimen that we will see, and we'll see her back in 4 weeks, and we will decide the appropriate step. Also, we recommend to do a lung function test to assess her DLCO for the current smoking, coughing, and shortness of breath. Number two, peripheral vascular disease. The patient is known to be a case of peripheral artery disease that has positive verification of the right SFA and the right popliteal artery November 30th, 2012, which was shown to have 100% occlusion of the left SFA at this time. The patient is complaining of claudication of the right side or therefore classification 3, and she's status post revascularization. We recommend for intervention to be done next month, February, to do a peripheral angiogram in order to assist and treat her complaint, and we'll see her 2 weeks following after the procedure. In the meanwhile, she's continuing with the same medication regimen. Number three, hypertension. Today's visit, patient blood pressure was elevated, was on the right 182/98, on the left 112/112. She's continued the same medication regimen, her to strict low salt diet and low fat, and we'll continue to monitor her blood pressure regarding in the following visits. Number four, hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently in statin therapy. She should follow up with her primary care physician for lipid profile testing and frequent LFT. Number five, COPD. The patient is currently in Symbicort, Spiriva, and albuterol inhaler as needed. She is to follow up with her primary care physician and pulmonologist for disregard, and we recommended that she quit her smoking. Number six, for peripheral vascular disease, we recommend to do a venous plethysmography to assess for lower extremity edema. Next paragraph.
Next paragraph is.
Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. White. Our phone number has been provided to her to call for any questions or concern at any time. We will see her back in the clinic 1 month following the procedures are done. In the meanwhile, she is to follow up with her primary care physician regularly. Sincerely, Ahmed Maqbool, AHMAD, MAQBUL, medical student, declaring for Dr. Maha Elder, with all birth certification and the dictation.